B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Sukkah Daf Yud Beis. We're going to start from the next Mishnah in the middle of the Omud. Says the Mishnah, Chavilei Kash, if somebody puts onto his Sukkah, Foschach, L'shem Sukkah, but he puts on a whole bundle of straw, V'chavilei Eitzim, or a bundle of woods, V'chavilei Zrodim, or a bundle of soft reeds, Ein Mesachachin Bohem. And even though the sukkah in and of itself min ha-teira is a kosher sukkah, but you should not use this for schach. The kulon shehi tiron ksheiris. However, if you untie these bundles, then it's kosher to be used as schach. Continues the Mishnah. The kulon ksheiris lidefanois. All these things that we've said are possible for schach. Nonetheless, for walls, there are no restrictions and one can use any material for the walls. Says the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Yaakov, Shomus mi name de Rabbi Yechanon Tarti. I heard from Rabbi Yechanon two explanations, two reasons to explain two halachas. Chodaha, one to explain the halacha in the Mishnah that Chavilei Eitzim, Chavilei Kash, Chavilei Zrodim, Ein Masachin Behem. One to tell us that one should not use bundles for schach. Ve'idoch, and the other halacha that Rabbi Yechanon explained was the halacha that we're going to see in a Mishnah on Daf Tezvov, that hachotet begodish, if somebody digs into a haystack, lases le'sukkah, and he burrows himself a hole large enough to be a sukkah, ein sukkah is not considered a sukkah. And what did Rabbi Yechanon say? Choda, one of these two, the reason is mishum gzeiras oitzer. We'll explain that in a moment. The choda and the reasoning of the other of these two is mishum tase v'loy min ha'osui. Is because of what we've seen before, a sukkah has to be made and a sukkah mustn't just happen. When you make it, you have to make the sukkah, and when you make it, it has to be made kosher. I don't know whether the reason of our Mishnah Chavilei Kash, Chavilei Eitzim, Chavilei Zrodin, Ein Mesachin Behem is because of the biblical problem of Taaseh V'lo Min Ha'Asui, or the rabbinical one called Gezeira Mishum Oitzer. And the same when it comes to Achotet Begodish, the Ein Sukkah, I don't know if that's Min HaTorah because of Taaseh V'lo Min Ha'Asui, or Midrabonon Gezeiras Oitzer. And let's just explain that. When it comes to putting bundles, using bundles for schach, there are two situations. Number one, it could be that a person will take these bundles in the middle of the year and just put them on some frame, put them on the roof in order to dry, in order to just put them there storage, and they're not being put there at all for sale. They haven't been put there to offer shade and to protect the person from the elements. It's not considered schach at all. And then it comes Sukkos, and he says, hey, I've got these bundles on the roof. Great idea. I'll use those for schach. I'll just leave them there. If he were to do that, then this would be an issue of taaseh v'loy min ha'osui. Everybody would agree with that. Because when you put it there, it's not called schach. Just because you changed your mind, you didn't do something to make it kosher, and therefore it would be possible for taaseh v'loy min ha'osui. A different scenario. What happens if on Erev Sukkos you take these bundles and you put them up on the schach and you say, I'm putting this here in order it should be schach. I'm putting it on top of my sukkah as schach. Min ha'Torah, there's nothing wrong with that. It's kosher schach. However, we can understand that the Chachomim would say there's a gzeira. There's a gzeira here. If you're going to allow a person to take a bundle and use it for schach, then maybe when he puts a bundle onto the roof in the middle of the year, when it's not got the status of schach, he'll also think it's okay to just decide on Sukkos to use it for schach, on Erev Sukkos to use it for schach, and that will be an issue. So when it comes to Chavilei Kash, we can understand that there could be an issue of Taaseh V'lo Min Ha'Asui. We can understand that it's an issue only midrabanon, depending what case we're talking about. Are we talking about putting the bundles there the whole year? Or are we talking about putting the bundles there for schach on Erev Sukkos? The same now applies with Chotet Begodish, digging out a haystack. Again, if you have a haystack, which is called an oitzer in and of its own, it's an oitzer, it's just a storage, it's just a haystack. And then you decided to burrow it away and to make it into a sukkah. Then the schach, whatever's going to remain on top of this area that you've burrowed out, you made it into schach? No, it happened. It just became schach by virtue of the fact that you burrowed out whatever was underneath it. that would be a biblical issue of Tasa v'loy min ha'osui. However, what would be if you had a haystack and you burrowed it out and you lifted up all the hay on top of the area that you've burrowed out, that you've dug out, you've lifted it up, you've shaked it around, and you've repositioned it for the mitzvah of schach. Min ha'Torah, that would be perfect. But we could see the Rabbanon saying, maybe there's an issue with this, because maybe if we allow you to make a sukkah in a haystack, in another event, you won't make a sukkah in a haystack. In another event, not that you won't make a sukkah in a haystack, in another event, you won't lift up the schach, lift up the remaining hay on top, and then you're going to use it just as is, having dug it out, and that will be an issue. Unlike chavilei kash, where if you put it onto the sukkah, a whole bundle, for the sake of schach, that in and of its own would not be a reason that would prevent you in a future case from mistakenly thinking that if I have a bundle there the whole year, I can just change my mind and assume it to be schach. However, when it comes to choteit begodish, if you actually move the whole entire haystack and everything above the area that you've burrowed out, you move it as an act of understanding that I cannot leave the haystack there. I have to do something to make it into a sukkah. Virtue of the fact that you've understood that and done that, there's no real reason to suspect that another year you might just burrow into it and not move the top of the schach and think it's okay. So these are all the options that we have to discuss in the Gemara now. So either way, we have these two halachas. One is that chavilei kash, you shouldn't use schach bundles. And that another halacha, the Mishnah later on in Daf Tezvov, that you should not burrow into a haystack. And both of them, the Mishnah says, is not okay. And the question is, why? So Rabbi Yochanan said, one of them is ta'aseh v'lo min ha'osui, one of them is the gzeira. And now we have to know, we've just explained that both options could apply to both Mishnayos, depending on the case. Let's see all this inside. V'lo yodano hay minayu mishum oitzer v'hay minayu mishum tasa v'lo min ha'osui. Rabbi Yaakov said that Rabbi Yochanan gave the reasonings, and I don't remember which reason he gave for which halacha. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyahu. Rabbi Yirmiyahu said, nech zanon, let's try and look into it, let's try and understand. The Omer Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, it was said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan elsewhere, and the same Rabbi Yochanan, he said something else. Let's try and understand from something else Rabbi Yochanan said to understand what he meant here. Mipnei ma omru chavilei kash v'chavilei etzim v'chavilei zrodin ein mesachachin b'hem. Why in our Mishnah does it say that one should not use bundles as schach? Because pa'omim, sometimes, she'odom bo min asodah bo'erev, in the middle of the year, he's going to come home from the field in the evening, v'chavilos el kseifu, and he's carrying on his shoulders this bundle of hay or woods, whatever he's carrying, u'mayla, and he lifts them up, u'manicho al gabe sukosoi, and he just puts it on top of this roof. Yeah, he's got this sukkah there that he uses to this barn for the animals, and he just puts this bundle on top of the barn. Kedeli avshos, so it should dry out, and he doesn't intend it to be a schach, and it doesn't have the status of schach. V'nimloch ole alo sikoch, and before sukkos, he suddenly decides, you know what, that's good schach, I'll make it a schach, I'll use it as a sukkah. V'hatoyra omro, and the Torah says, ta'aseh v'loy min ha'osui, that in that case, it would be a biblical restriction of ta'aseh v'loy min ha'osui. And since that could happen, therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan, even if you want to put the schach, the bundles, and do it l'shem schach before sukkos, also you shouldn't do it because of gzeiras oitza, because of the gzeira that you might use a bundle that was put there during the year, and that is an issue of tasev lei minasi. So what do we see from here? That the reason that you shouldn't use chavilei kash as schach is because of a gzeira. Mid, and so Gemara says, midaha mishum gzeiras oitza. And since the halacha of chavilei kash is because of the isad rabbonon of the oitza, is ha, so the other halacha of choitet begodish, mishum tasa v'lei min ha'osui. By default and elimination, it must be that the reason that you should not burrow into a haystack is because of tasa v'lei min ha'osui. V'Rabbi Yaakov, and Rabbi Yaakov himself, who didn't know about what Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said, Rabbi Yaakov didn't know which way around to hold it. Once we've seen that Rabbi Chiya bar Abba says that Rabbi Yochanan explicitly says that the reasoning behind our mission is gzeiras oitzer, is a gzeira that you might turn this barn that has the bundles on from the whole year and just say it's a good sukkah, because of that, even when you put schach on a bundle, you shouldn't use it. Since Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said that, then we know exactly what Rabbi Yochanan meant. But Rabbi Yaakov didn't know that. Then so he didn't know that, and therefore he says, I don't know which reasoning belongs to which halacha. Omer Vashi. Rav Ashi was now had a claim against what Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said one of these halachas is because of Tasa v'leimin asoi, the other halacha is because of gzeira. He says Otu chavilei kash v'chavilei eitzim mishum gzeiras oitze ikka mishum Tasa v'leimin asoi leka. And this takes us to what we said before, taking the concept of using bundles as schach. Is it always only gzeira that you might? The gzeiras oitzer. If you're using the bundles as schach l'shem schach, then min haTorah it's kosher. Midrabanan said it's also because of gzeiras oitzer. But if you have these bundles as an oitzer, that means you put it on top of this hut, not for the sake of schach, and then you suddenly choose to use it as schach without doing anything, there's going to be an issue of ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui. And the same applies v'choitet begodish. The Mishnah of choitet begodish, mishum ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui ikka, is it only ever because of ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui? Mishum gzeiras oitzer leka, and it's never because of gzeiras oitzer? There also it could be gzeiras oitzer in the event that there's no issue of ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui. How would there be no issue of ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui? If you actually moved the whole roof, the whole schach of that haystack, you moved it and you repositioned it, then min ha'Torah it's kosher. It's not ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui, it's ta'aseh. Say he did it. And then we could say, the Rabbanon will say, don't use it as a sukkah because next year it will be an oitzer. Next year you'll just make a hole in the haystack without moving the parts on top, and that will be a min haTorah issue of Ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui. So Rav Ashi is saying, why has Rabbi Yochanan chosen to say one of these Mishnayos is one logic, the other Mishnah is a different understanding? Both understandings apply to both Mishnayos, depending what the case was. Rabbi Yochanan is going to tell you like this. Hacha, in our Mishnah, b'chavilei kash, what does it say? It doesn't say ein sukkah. It says ein mesachachin. Hacha diktoni ein mesachachin bohen. It would seem that l'katchila hu de ein mesachachin. But it doesn't say it's not a kosher sukkah. It's a kosher sukkah min haTorah. The Chachomim said, don't do it. So if the Chachomim said, don't do it, that's what we saw before, that Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, it's only also midrabanan, because we're talking about a case where he didn't put these bundles there in the middle of the year and it's not schach. That would be a problem in haTorah. But he says, even when you put the bundles there for schach, the rabbanan say, ein mesachin, don't do that, because gzeira, maybe you'll get mistaken with the oitzer. We're talking about a case that min haTorah it's okay because you put the bundle there for schach. Hosam, but over there in the case of the choitet begodish, diktoni einei sukkah, it says that if you burrow into the haystack, einei sukkah is not a sukkah. The term einei sukkah means afilu de'eved de'iraisa nami einei sukkah. That even min haTorah it's not a sukkah, because choitet begodish, it's only a problem if it's a problem in haTorah. If you didn't move the whole haystack, the whole top of the haystack, and you just burrowed into it, then there's an issue of ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui, because you didn't put the schach, you didn't make the schach, the schach just happened by virtue of the fact that you dug out the rest. However, in the case where you did move the whole haystack, then there would be no issue of ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui. In that case, it wouldn't even be asa midrabanan. Not like the chavilei kash, because the chavilei kash, you might by mistake put these bundles on top of some hut and use them for sukkahs afterwards as schach. Over here, if you went out of your way to move the top of the schach, that means that you know that that you're very fully aware that you cannot just leave it there. You're aware of ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui. Since you're aware of it, we're not afraid that another year you're going to use this haystack without doing that, and therefore there's no issur d'rabbanan. So if you didn't move it, you just burrowed into the haystack and you didn't move the top part, there's a problem of ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui. If you did move it, it's mutar. Continues the Gemara, now we're going to discuss a type of seems like an innocent piece of wood that should be kosher schach, but since it serves as being part, or it's going to serve to be part of something that's going to have the status of a kli, of a utensil, and when it does, it will be moshur lekabel tumah, it will be susceptible to becoming tumah, and anything that's able to become tumah is not allowed to be used for schach. And this is the handles, the sticks of the arrows. The arrows used to be made with two pieces. There's the head of the arrow, and there's the shaft of the arrow. And there were two ways of making this. The head of the arrow was metal. No one's trying to use them as schach, and you cannot use them for schach when they're not attached to the sticks, to the shafts. And once it's attached to the shafts, everybody agrees that the whole thing is a called utensil, and it's ro'i lekabel tumah, it's posel schach. We're talking about the shafts themselves when they were just potentially going to be used to serve the heads of the arrows, but not yet. And there were two ways of doing that. There was a type of a wooden shaft where the head of that shaft was just a protrusion, and in the arrow part, the metal part of the end of the arrow was actually a receptacle, and in there the head of the shaft would sit. That was one way of doing it. Another way of doing it is the other way around, that it was the top of this shaft that had a receptacle, and then there was a protrusion from the head of this arrow that would go into it. And we know that the protrusion part is always called, is a moshel, it's called the zohar, the male part, and the one with the receptacle is called the female part. The female always receives from the male. So the question is that we know that there's a halacha, that for something to be tomei, it needs to have a receptacle. If it doesn't have a receptacle, then if it's wood that doesn't have a receptacle is called pshutei klei eitz, and pshutei klei eitz are not mekabel tumah. So says the Gemara, Omer Rav Yehuda Marav, Sichachoi, if somebody used for schach, bechitzim zechorim, the shafts of the arrows, the zechorim, the ones without a receptacle in. Kshera is definitely kosher. It's pshutei klei eitz, it's not mekabel tumah. B'nekevois, however, if you're using those shafts that have a receptacle in them, psula it's posel. Says the Gemara, what's Rav trying to impress on us? Zechorim kshera. What are you trying to tell us? Pshit, of course it's poshut. We know there's the old rule. We always knew, it's learned from Psukim in the Torah, that pshutei kleit are not mekabel tumah. Says the Gemara, maudutei ma'ay may have thought. Nigzer zechorim otu nekevois. I may have thought that even though the real issue, the real psul that you're not allowed to use is those shafts that have a receptacle, because they're called utensils, and they are roi lekabel tumah, and they cannot be used for schach. But I would have thought that even those shafts that do not have receptacles should be also as a gzera, because if you allow them to use one, maybe they'll use the other type. Komash malon, Rav is coming to say, we're not afraid that you're going to confuse the two, and therefore, bezchorim kshera. But nekeva is psulam. Now the Gemara is moving on to the second part of what Rav says, that to use those shafts that have a receptacle, it's posel. Here again, pshita, it's poshut. We know that anything that has a receptacle is ro'i lekabel tumah, and anything that's ro'i lekabel tumah is not allowed to be used for schach. Says the Gemara, no. Maudatei ma'ay may have thought, beis kibul ha'osui lemalois, a type of receptacle that once it's filled, it's going to be permanently filled. It's not like a regular receptacle that you fill and you empty. That's a type of receptacle that's called a receptacle. It's called a kli. However, this the head of this shaft that has a receptacle, once you put the arrowhead into it, that's it. It's going to stay there permanently. So maybe the receptacle does not have the status of a receptacle. And lo shmei kibul, it's not considered a receptacle, and therefore it would not be mekabel tumah, and then you would be able to use it for schach. Komash malon, Rav is coming to say, no. Since at this point there's a receptacle, it's going to receive the head, it's got the status of a kli, it's roi lekabel tumah, and it's not kosher for schach. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rabba Babar Chona, Omar Beichnon. We're going to learn now a halacha said by Rabbi Yechonon. And we know that, as we saw before, anything that could become tomei cannot be used for schach. Now we know that threads of flax can become tomei. This is, we learn this out for it's a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Chav Zayin, that flax is possible to become tomei with negoim, tsaras can apply to them, and they can become tomei. So using threads of flax, once they've become usable threads, then they are ro'i lekabel tumah, and and one's not allowed to use them for schach. The question is that from the time that the flax was actually grown, so to speak, until it was ready to be used as material or as thread, it went through a number of stages. The question is, from what stage do we say it's been processed enough that it's got the status of a thread and it could become tamei and you could not use it as schach? And at what point is the flax processed, not yet processed enough, and therefore it's not mekabel tumah and you can use it for schach? Now, what were the stages? So you've got the regular flax as it's grown. The next stage is when it's actually soaked in water. It's soaked in whatever it is, however they soak it, the soaking would be the first stage towards the processing. The next stage would be that this flax is actually beaten. And the next stage is when it's not only been beaten, but it's been combed into thread. So Omar Rabbah Brachonam Rabbi Yechanan, Sichecho Ba'anitzei Pishton. If you use combed flax for schach, psula it's parcel. Because it's combed, the process has been completed. Of course, it's roi lekabel tumah. Behutzni pishton. But if you want to use the unprocessed flax as schach, ksheira, it's kosher. Because if it's unprocessed, then it cannot become tomei. Vehushni pishton. But the partially processed flax, eini yodea mao, Rabbi Yechanan says, I don't know whether partially processed flax, does it have the same status as anitze pishton, which is fully processed, or does it have the status of chutzni pishton, which is completely unprocessed? That's what Rabbi Yechanan said. Now the Gemara, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana is saying, v'hushni atzmon, this stage called hushni, eini yodea, I don't know which stage that is. Says the Gemara, man nafshecha, what are you debating? I'm debating as follows. Idaik v'loinofitz. Do we understand it that if it's been beaten and just not yet combed, that's hushni. That's what Rabbi Yechanan said is hushni. It's a partially processed, hushni correlates partially processed flax. And that's when Rabbi Yechanan didn't know what the status was. Aval tori v'loidaik, but if it's only been soaked and hasn't been beaten at all, then Hutzni korilei, in that stage, that very first stage where it's just been soaked, even Rabbi Yechanan understood that it's considered unprocessed and kosher for schach. That's one way of looking at it, says Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. Oy dilmo, maybe no. Tori v'loy daik, not only if it's been beaten, just not yet combed, it's partially processed, but even if it's been soaked and not beaten, it's also considered partially processed, and nami hushni correlates also considered hushni, and that's what Rabbi Bar Bar Chana says that he doesn't know. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Yehuda, hani shushi ushvotzri, which is different types of, they're types of herbs, but not eaten by people. And if it would be eaten by people, it's a food item. If it's a food item, it's roi lekabel tumah. If it's roi lekabel tumah, it's pasul for schach. But here, it was not regularly eaten by people. So the Rabbi Yehuda says, mesachin behu, you can use the meschach. Abaya Omar Abaya says, beshushi, this type of herb called shushi, mesachin, I agree with you. You can use the meschach. It's not roi lekabel tumah. Beshvotzri, however, shvotzri, lei mesachin. Even though I agree with you that it's not mekabel tumah, and you should be able to use it, nonetheless, don't use it. My tama, why would that be true? Given the sori rechayu, since the odor of this shvotzri is very offensive, shoviklu v'nofik is going to abandon the sukkah and leave the sukkah, and therefore you should not use that as schach. It's not because of mekabel tumah. It's just practical advice. Don't use anything for schach that's going to send you out of the sukkah. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Chonon Barova, Hani Hizmi Vehigi, different types of thorn bushes, Mesachin Behu, they're not Mekabel Tumah. And therefore, providing obviously they're not attached to the ground, you can use them as kosher schach. Abaye, Omer Abaye here again says, Behizmi Mesachin. Regarding the Hizmi bush, that's fine, you can use that for schach. Behigi, but the Higi, even though it's not Mekabel Tumah, Loi Mesachin. Don't use it for schach. My tama, why would that be true? Kiven de nosri torfayu, since the leaves fall down the whole time, shovik lovanofik, the amount of leaves and the consistency of the falling of those leaves is such that it's going to cause a person to abandon the sukkah and leave the sukkah, and therefore it's a bad idea to use it for schach. And that's why Abaya says that behigi loy mesechachinon. And in Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.